You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Earlier this week, the Environmental Protection Agency announced approval for two foreign organisms, a hoverfly and a beetle, to be introduced into our country to help fight our growing invasive wasp species. I spoke to Jacqueline Beggs from the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Auckland about how these species get out of control, the amount of damage they inflict on our ecosystem, and how they can be tackled. When we talk about invasive wasps, which species are being specifically targeted?
In this case, it's Vespula germanica, the German wasp, and Vespula vulgaris, which is the common wasp.
And how do these populations get so out of control?
Well, multiple reasons. New Zealand has no native social wasps or bees, so there weren't any natural enemies or competitors really for these species in New Zealand. New Zealand also has a fairly equitable climate, so it was, you know, meant that the climate was really suitable. But probably most important of all, in some parts of New Zealand, there's huge quantities of sugary food available. And so in the sort of the top of the South Island, there's honeydew produced by a native scale insect on beech trees. And that resource is available in about 1 million hectares. And essentially, we have sugar-coated trees. And so that's just an ideal food resource for these introduced wasps, which has helped them build to really large numbers.
What is the extent of the damage invasive wasp species do to our environment?
I think the damage has been huge, actually. Of particular concern is their impact on native invertebrates. So we know that they have a fairly generalist diet and they eat lots of caterpillars, spiders, flies, all sorts of invertebrates, and they build up to such high numbers that they're having a really significant impact on the native invertebrates in our forests. But we also know they do things like, they consume large amounts of the honeydew that I was talking about before, and so that has an effect on all the native animals that might have otherwise fed on that, particularly native birds, but also other native insects and lizards, maybe even bats. And we know then there's perhaps lesser known impacts, like they will attack nestling birds. So really, they're affecting multiple levels of the ecosystem and in quite large numbers, so having a significant impact in many areas.
Do they have any benefits at all to our ecosystem? Do they help at all with pollination or anything else?
Potentially they might help with pollination. We know that they can become quite abundant on some floral species. But probably what they're doing at the same time is displacing native pollinators. So I doubt that it's a net benefit.
Do they nest exclusively in our bush, or are these wasps the same that you find flying through your window during the summer?
Yeah, they're the same species that we find all over New Zealand. So both species are really widespread, both on mainland New Zealand and on a surprising number of our offshore islands. So in the that South Island forest, they build up to really high numbers. Fortunately, they don't reach such quite high numbers in most other parts of New Zealand. Nevertheless, they reach high enough numbers to be problematic, both for people and for the environment.
By bringing in overseas organisms to help fight these invader species, is there any risk factor involved at all?
Well, there's always some risk in bringing in novel organisms. However, in this case, I think that the risk is really low. And the main reason for that is these are specialist insects that attack inside social wasp nests. And as I've already said, we have no native social wasps or bees. So it's highly unlikely that they're going to move from there onto species that we wouldn't want them to attack. So I'm quite comfortable from that point of view that they present almost no risk to New Zealand. I think perhaps there's a small risk that could come from if these, it's a beetle and a hoverfly, if these two species build up to relatively high numbers, which they might given that the wasp populations are so high. So if they reach relatively high numbers, then the adults of these control agents might start to compete with some of our pollinators because they will go and take nectar and pollen. So, you know, it all becomes a matter of weighing up the risks and benefits. But overall, I'd say that the risks are relatively negligible and, you don't do anything in this world without some risk, but I'd say that the risk in this case is pretty low.
There's ambitions for a total wipeout of invasive wasps in New Zealand. Can this be managed just by introducing organisms that kind of naturally kill off the wasps? Or do we still need to use poisons as a tool, which that can be quite controversial?
Sure. And again, there's always risks with using toxins as well. The aim of biocontrol is never to eradicate the target species, and the reason for that is just a straight biological thing, that once the numbers of the target pests start to drop away, then usually the biocontrol agents' numbers decline as well, and so it becomes sort of a balance between the two. So it would be highly unusual for a biocontrol agent to drive the target pest to extinction, and that's not usually the aim of a biological control program. It is to control the numbers down to more acceptably low numbers.
That was Jacqueline Beggs from the School of Biological Sciences at the University of Auckland.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.